This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. The state's new Artificial Intelligence Task Force meets today to try to make recommendations on how to implement a law to curb and prevent discrimination in AI systems. CPR's Benta Berkland says it's the first law of its kind in the country.
The task force will hear from experts from industry, academics, and nonprofits on how to set up safeguards in AI systems. The goal is to make sure the algorithms don't discriminate against end users. Colorado's law aims to set guardrails on how companies and governments use AI to help people navigate banking, healthcare, and government services. The law is scheduled to go into effect in 2026, but first will be shaped by the task force and input from other state lawmakers. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Coloradans are preparing for Dia de los Muertos. CPR's Haley May reports on one statewide effort to help people honor loved ones who've passed away.
History Colorado has installed community altars at museums in Denver, Pueblo, Trinidad, and Fort Garland for Dia de los Muertos, the first weekend in November. Diane Archuleta with El Pueblo Museum says the tradition blends European and indigenous cultures and offers people fellowship by celebrating the dead.
We encourage anyone from any background to utilize this space as an opportunity to remember a loved one. We believe that it has been very healing.
Altars feature photos of the dead, along with some of their favorite items. The tradition aims to keep their legacies alive. Haley May, CPR News.
Partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions up and down the Front Range today. Highs will be in the high 60s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.